Glory to God. He is Lord. And our delight and our pleasure is to worship him. What an awesome time of worship, praise and worship. The worship time was so sweet. Don't you just love to worship him and be in his presence? There is just nothing like it. There is nothing, there is no one that compares to him. We take pleasure in worshiping him. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be focusing on the mission of Jesus, the Son of Man and the Son of God. Let's pray. Jesus, we're so glad that you accepted the mission that the Father gave you. And we're so glad that you completed at least the, I guess we'd say, the first half of it, because there's a lot more to come. He still has a mighty mission in the earth here too. But Lord, we thank you that you completed the mission of being the great Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world, to reconcile us and bring us back. Thank you that you came to seek and save the lost and give your life a ransom for many, Lord. Thank you for redeeming us and purchasing us with your precious blood to bring us back to God. Thank you for your death, burial, and resurrection, Lord. Thank you for the cross, the horrible death that you were willing to suffer on that cross. To thank you for taking the wrath of God for us. Thank you for bearing all of our sins, for taking the punishment, so that we could have peace with God. Hallelujah. We're so grateful. We're so grateful for this time of year, this appointed seasons and times of year that God chose. This is the time that Father God chose to put you on the cross to be the Passover lamb. Just like the Israelites had the Passover lamb. They had to slaughter that lamb, and they had to put the blood on the doors to stop the death angel from taking any of them, to stop the judgment of death from having any effect upon them. He chose this time of year, March and April, to do this for all of his people. He chose to do that for salvation and deliverance and healing for Israel, and this is the time of year he chose you to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance for all those in the world who would put their faith and trust in you and what you've done for us through your death, burial, and resurrection. So we give you praise, and we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for accepting the mission and completing the mission of the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we approach Passover and Resurrection Day, the actual time of year on the biblical calendar that God appointed when Jesus was preparing to go to Jerusalem. It's about a week before he was preparing, so he's still out there doing his ministry and his mission work. But he was preparing to go there to fulfill his mission for his Father. So since we're close to that time and we're just a couple weeks before, you know, next weekend is actually Palm Sunday, and then the weekend after is Resurrection Sunday already. Passover actually starts on the 27th, I believe, which is that Saturday? Thanks, Steve. Our calendar over there. So we're in that time. So I thought it'd be a good idea for us to search the scriptures and see what his mission was all about and really understand. It's really important that we understand what he wanted to accomplish as he made his journey to the cross, what blessings that he wanted to pour out upon us. Amen. Saturday night into Sunday, right? So, Lord, we love you and praise you and thank you. But first of all, before we look at the mission of Jesus and what he wanted to accomplish and the purpose of it, we need to know what the scriptures tell us about who Jesus really is before we go on and learn about his mission and its purpose. We only need a couple of scriptures to tell us. A couple of scriptures will suffice to tell us who Jesus is. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. This is who Jesus is. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. That verse is one of the strongest statements about the divine nature of Jesus Christ found anywhere in the Bible. Jesus is not only equal to God, he is God. Amen? As the visible image of the invisible God, he is the exact representation of God. He not only reflects God, but he reveals who God is to us. He came from heaven, not from the dust of the earth. And he is Lord of all. He's completely holy, and he has all authority to judge the world, to judge the living and the dead. Therefore, Jesus Christ is the supreme ruler over all creation, including the spirit world. Amen? Just like the Colossian believers, we must believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. That means that Jesus is God. Or our Christian faith is hollow, misdirected, and meaningless. This is a central truth of Christianity. And we must oppose anyone, all of those who say that Jesus was just a man or merely just a prophet or a good teacher. That is a lie straight from the pit of hell. We have to believe that he is God in the flesh and that he came in the flesh to save us from our sins. Amen. So now that we got that settled in our hearts, let's look at the mission of Jesus and its purpose from the scriptures. Now, as you know, this topic is so vast. It's so huge. We're going to be learning about his mission and the purpose of his mission for all of eternity. That's how much is involved in what God did for us through his son, Jesus Christ. It's going to take us forever to learn about it. So we're just going to focus on the main mission of Jesus and just some of the important blessings that he wanted to bestow upon us and what he wanted to accomplish for us as God's people. First, what was his mission? Well, the angel told Joseph before the birth of Jesus, the angel told Joseph really the main part of his mission. Matthew 1:21, she shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That is the main reason that Jesus came. We needed to have forgiveness of sins. We needed to be saved from the penalty, the power, and the presence of sin. There was no way that we could do it by ourselves. And he knew that. Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Aren't you glad that Jesus came to seek and save lost people? I am, because I was so lost. I was so lost in darkness and so lost in evil and wickedness. Now, I would never tell myself that. You would have never convinced me that I really was that. But God showed me through his word that that's exactly who I was and why I needed Jesus to save me from my sins. Remember, Jesus said his mission, one of the main reasons that God anointed him, I'll read it from the front of your bulletin. We know in Acts 10:38 it said that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good and setting free those who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. But Jesus himself said this in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. He came to set at liberty those that are bruised, or to set the prisoners free. That's why Jesus came. That was his mission. Jesus himself also said this, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served." And he was trying to teach his disciples a lesson about how important it is for us to be like him and be servants. Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Paul said this in Timothy, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." And then Paul goes on to add, "Of whom I was the worst," or the chief, the number one. And then 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 10 and verse 14 says this. This is what Jesus' mission was for. "In this, the love of God was manifested toward us." You could simply put right there, that was Jesus' mission. To bring us a revelation of the love of God. To manifest the love of God to us through the cross. By being willing to die for us on the cross. "In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Propitiation is just a big word that means he came to avert God's wrath from us for our sins. He came to appease God's wrath so that we would not have to take the wrath of God upon us for our sins. "We have seen that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior." This is verse 14. "We have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world." That's the mission of Jesus Christ. "And this is what we tell people now." That's what we testify. So Jesus' mission was to seek and save lost sinners who had broken God's laws, that were separated and alienated from God through sin. They deserved his wrath and judgment and had no way of coming back to him or saving themselves on judgment day. Jesus' mission was to sacrifice himself on the cross, having his body broken, shedding his blood, giving his life to save us from the penalty, power, and presence of sin, give us a revelation of how much Father God loves us so we could return into right relationship with him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What an incredible plan of salvation. What an incredible mission. And no one could do it but Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only Son of God. And God the Son. He is not only the Son of God, but he is God the Son. Now let's look at what are some of the primary purposes of the mission of Jesus, the Son of God. What are some of the things that he really wanted to accomplish for us, to bless us with? First and foremost, Jesus' mission was to reconcile us back to God and give us new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 19 says, "When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person. Those in Christ become a new creation. Old things pass away, all things have become new," the King James says. "He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun in him." Brand new creations. Hallelujah. That was the purpose. And all these new things are from God, who brought us back to himself through what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. And God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into his favor and be reconciled to him. "For God was in Christ," doing what? "Restoring the world to himself, no longer counting men's sins against them, but blotting them out. This is the wonderful message that God has given us to tell others." And that's what we're going to do by passing out these DVDs and gospel tracts. That's the news that we're going to share with everybody. Paul puts it another way. But the same message in Colossians chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. Listen to the wonderful message that he's given us to tell others. Through the Son, then, God decided to bring the whole universe back to himself. The whole universe was lost. The whole universe was separated from God. Not only people, but all of creation had been affected. The whole universe. He wanted it back. That's what he did for us through Jesus. He to bring the whole universe back to himself. God made peace. How? Through his Son's blood on the cross. And so brought back to himself all things, listen to this, both on earth and in heaven. At one time, we were far away from God and were his enemies because of evil things we did and thought, our thought life, again. But now, by means of the physical death of his Son, God has made you his friends, his children, in order to bring you holy, pure, and faultless into his presence. That's the purpose of Jesus Christ's mission, of his death, burial, and resurrection. Another purpose. Jesus' mission was for the purpose to redeem us back for God. That means to purchase us back. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he's visited and redeemed his people. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Revelation 5:9, and they sang a new song. This is our song that we're supposed to sing now. You are worthy to take the scroll, we're singing to Jesus, and to open its seals, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood. Purchased us back, brought us back to God through his blood, out of every tribe, tongue, and people, and nation, and it goes on to say, to make us kings and priests with him in the kingdom of God forever. And of course, we know Jesus' main mission was for the purpose, one of the main purposes was to make a way for us to have our sins forgiven, came to deal with the sin issue. Ephesians 1, verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We didn't deserve it, but grace means he did it just because he loved us so much. It's a revelation of his love. We were spiritually dead because of our sins, because we were not free from the power of our sinful self. God gave us new life together with Christ. Our life now is together with Christ, in Christ. He forgave all of your sins. All of them are forgiven. Because we broke God's laws, we owed a debt that listed all the rules that we failed to follow. But God forgave us of that debt. He took it away when he nailed his Son to the cross. He nailed it to the cross. He nailed all our sins to the cross on Jesus. He bore them all. Another purpose, and this one is probably part of this has become more real to me since my father went home to be with the Lord this past Wednesday. Jesus' mission was for the purpose to destroy the works of the devil and to conquer death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Since we, God's children, are human beings, God himself, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, made of flesh, that we're made of flesh and blood, he became flesh and blood by being born in a human form. Why did he do this? For only as a human being could he die, and in dying, break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Listen, Paul tells us in Timothy, this is one of the main reasons that Jesus came, the purpose. Now it has been revealed to us through the coming of our Savior, Christ Jesus, that he has ended the power of death and through the gospel has revealed immortal life to us. Listen, when we share, a lot of times when we share the gospel, we just focus on the forgiveness of sins. And that's important because that's what really what it's about. But when you understand that Jesus has conquered death, that he has given us eternal life, it completely takes the sting out of death. It really took the sting out of death for me, not the person who died, but it took the sting, the effects of my father's death, really out of me. Yes, I grieve. I'm still sorry that he's gone, but I really believe that he accepted the Lord and that he's with the Lord now. I had a chance to go and spend some time with him and share with him and ask him those questions and ask him if he had asked Jesus for forgiveness of sins, and he knew for sure that he had peace with God. And he didn't hesitate. He said yes right away. My sister told me, and this was kind of a confirmation, that when he started going into respiratory distress and his heart rate started going all over and his blood pressure was going down, that a nurse came, some big male nurse, and asked him if he was a believer. My dad said yes, and then the nurse actually read Psalm 23 to him. So that was a pretty cool confirmation for me that I could really believe that he believed and he was a believer. But it took the sting out of death for me. It took the sting out of death for him. It took the fear of death from him. I didn't see that fear in him. That's what Jesus did for us. And what's really cool is that I was able to share with him, and this is something that God said we really need to focus on when we share the gospel, not just the forgiveness of sins, but the fact that we have eternal life, that Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. So not only do we get to spend eternity with Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, and all the saints, but we get to spend it if our loved ones have accepted Jesus Christ. We're separated from them maybe for that short time while their body's in the grave, but we will be with them. We'll get a chance to be with them forever, for eternity. I mean, think about that. If you ask people that really love their family members and really love the people in their life, if you could never die and be with them forever, would you want to do that? Of course. Well, that's what Jesus told us we can do. That's what's going to happen. So it's just an incredible way to share with people. Look, death is conquered. Death is no, Jesus Christ defeated death. Not only did he give you forgiveness of sins, but he has defeated death, hell, and the grave. And you will live forever. You'll get to be with him forever. And those who have accepted him, your loved ones, you'll get to be with them again forever. So it's really, really powerful. And 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 through 57, Paul tells us that. So when this takes place, and the mortal has been changed into immortal, and the scripture talking about the resurrection power, because the Bible tells us that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies, will give you immortal bodies just like his resurrected body. So when this takes place and the mortal has been changed into immortal, then the scripture will come true. Death is destroyed. Victory is complete. Where death now is your victory, and where death is your power to hurt, power to sting, it's gone. The power to sting is gone. The victory that the devil used to hold over us through death is gone. Paul goes on to say, death gets its power how? To hurt? From sin. And sin gets its power from the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. God is awesome. Jesus is awesome. The time that we're moving into is a time of just forgiveness of sins, of newness of life, of resurrection power, of sharing the gospel. I just pray that we'll understand that. I pray we've got a fresh revelation of God's love today through what Jesus did for us, and that we'll be able to share that revelation. His mission now has become our mission. That's why it's so important for us to know all that he's done for us, so when we're sharing the gospel with people, we can share everything with them that he's done for us, because it's so, so powerful. Amen? So I want to read. I just thought the Holy Spirit said there's really no better psalm to read than Psalm 103, describing what Jesus did for us. And this should be our attitude of praise, that we just want to bless him and praise him. That's why David said in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Bless the holy name of Jesus. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and never, ever forget all of his benefits." We have to know all of the benefits of what Jesus did for us and never forget them. Amen. He starts off with, he forgives all of your iniquities, all of your sins, forgiven. They're all gone through the cross of Jesus Christ. Who heals all of your diseases. Hallelujah. He redeems our life from destruction. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Nothing like it. There is nothing like life with Jesus. Having new life in God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Satisfies your mouth with good things. Not only physical food, but spiritual food, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Why does he do it? So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. All the blessings of God are just so awesome. So, Lord, we praise you. We love you. We thank you. Jesus, thank you for taking on the mission of salvation, the mission of taking on a body and coming down here, knowing exactly what you would have to do, that you would have to go all the way to Jerusalem, all the way to the cross, on Passover, to become the Passover Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. Not just cover sins anymore, but take them away permanently to give us forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life and new life right now, to fill us with the Holy Spirit and make us new creations in Christ Jesus. Jesus, we're so glad that you came to seek and save the lost. We're so glad that you came to serve and give your life as a ransom. We're so glad that you came to redeem us and reconcile us and bring us back to Father God. Lord, we're so glad that you've conquered death, hell, and the grave, and on and on and on. The benefits are just, can't even number them and list them all. But we're sure grateful for them. And we just want to praise you and worship you now like never before. For all of them, for everything you've done, and just for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.